a pale sky. The moors below. A figure in red leads a small procession, making its way across the landscape in the dim light. Two figures robed in black carry a pyramid kind of shape on wooden bars. Another follows. The procession is reflected in the open water beside them. Darkness. A leaflet flutters down beside the thin branches of a tree. More leaflets gently blown by the breeze. A figure with dark hair in shirt and jeans walks along a footpath. He stops. You are the air and the earth's love child. The landscape of the moors opens up a stone arch over the path. A view of still water, pylons in the distance. Closer to the pylons, the figure walks along a path, seeming tiny as seen from far away. The sky's a pale grey, the moorland a dull green. The figure makes their way from left to right. Closer now, he passes a footpath sign, his dark hair blown in the wind, a small rucksack on his back. He walks past fields of wild grasses as the wind blows an oak tree near to us. The sun breaks through the clouds, casting rays of light onto the distant hills. Heavy clouds travel across the skies. We return to the traveller, still behind him, as he progresses down a path with stone walls either side, passing telegraph poles. Now looking down a gentle incline towards the small figure who makes his way upwards towards us. He walks past a terraced cottage with a sign reading Blue Ball Cottage, its post box on the stone wall. The traveller posts a leaflet in the box. He walks along a path past a stone farmhouse in ruins. Past a white painted cottage beside a small road. The traveller stops, turns back and finds a post box on the large tree outside. He posts a leaflet into the box and closes its lid. Magnified in a mirror, he walks along a narrow road with determined and steady step. In close up, his hands post a leaflet into a letterbox, into an opening where fresh eggs for sale is advertised, beside a carved face on a stone perched on a wall. The leaflet reads, "Experience the ultimate comfort with our mattress. Sleep well, dream more. Moving clouds in the sky." The man walks on along the road between the moors, coming to a sharp bend to the left, passing signs for the national speed limit. In close-up, his hands fold a leaflet into a paper plane. He tosses the paper plane into the bleak sky. Wild grasses sway. A cobweb on a gate glistens with dewdrops. The man walks on, away from us. He's enveloped by a thick mist as he walks along a wide path towards us, seeming to get no closer. His arms hang loosely by his sides as he takes his steady steps. Closer now, he emerges from the mist, walking towards us, arms swinging, long wavy dark hair blowing in the breeze. He has a greying dark beard and troubled dark eyes. He pauses, looks around him. There's a give way sign beside the wet tarmac of a road, misty hills in the background, a bleak sky. His gaze travels across the road to green fields, to a metal gate ahead of him with a sign and a small post box. The man approaches. He stuffs another leaflet into the postbox. Suddenly there's a flash of a dark-haired child laughing before a huge cake. The man's brow furrows. He looks around him. He tries the gate, but it's chained shut. He climbs over, his image doubled on two sides of the gate at once. He sets off away from us. The grass of the moors is seen from the man's moving perspective. He approaches a narrow pylon beside a stone wall. He trudges on, his image coming and going, fading in and out. He stops, stands still, the wind blowing his hair, his eyes serious. Suddenly he clutches his head and doubles over. Images flash, a blurred rock face, the child with the cake. The Calder stones are seen from a distance as a glimpse of a person on a horse. Caption, or perhaps the son's stepson. Darkness. The man stands before a wooden gate, his back to us. He slowly goes through and tramps on across the moors, head hanging, shoulders drooping. Caption, so good to see you after all this time. The man turns round, frowning. The wispy dry grass blows in the wind. A stony grey rock face. The man is silhouetted as the sun appears lower in the cloudy sky. The man carries on towards the distant ring of giant stones high on the hillside. Seen from below, his curly, greying, dark hair blows around his face. He looks down at the path, the earth, the patchy grass. He journeys on. Caption, your hair's gone silver, but your eyes are still as black. He looks round, scanning the moorland. Maybe even more black than ever, the man sees a woman in red ahead of him amongst the stones seated on a rock. A cloudy sky, turbines spin, mist drifts in. The man stands motionless, staring ahead, clutching a handful of leaflets. A large egg-shaped stone lies in the grass. To the left, a huge disc of metal on stilts, a modern man-made construction, a navigation station. Caption, those who built this place had one goal in mind, to understand the world of dreams and to control it. Through their research, they had concluded that memories and dreams, like planes, fly from A to B, and that they can set their departure and destination points. A paper plane hits the man on the neck. He stares at it. It has a woman's face on it. A paper plane flies through the air. Figures in long robes walk around the stones. Caption, ley lines, bloodlines, a blurry line of red against white. This road from the left, that other one only from the right. Humans are so full of themselves, not knowing that the wind and the earth laugh at their games. The figures in black walk slowly with a cartwheel. One red-headed woman? A black crow flies, film of a woman dancing. The barefoot red head in flowing black robes. The woman in the red dress in the distance. The woman in red stands dwarfed by the stones. She walks slowly forwards, the wind blowing her hair and her clothes. She comes closer. She's young, white, with flowing dark hair, wearing a short, silky, strappy dress of dark red, a red scarf and patterned shawl, with flat sandals. She has heavy eye makeup and chunky silver jewellery. She allows the shawl to fall. She reaches out to beckon. We move towards her. She takes a couple of steps backwards, then walks towards the stones. She turns to look back with dark eyes. Caption, you seem surprised to see me. Her lips do not move. I get it. When was the last time? My memory's playing tricks on me. The moors stretch ahead. The woman walks forwards. Anyways, I had a dream about you the other night, a flash of other people. If Sedigeb was around, I'd ask her for the meaning. Remember how good she was at interpreting dreams? In the dream, you were wearing that green scarf, that dark green one we bought together from that market next to White Bridge. The man sits with the woman in red, playing cat's cradle, wearing a green scarf. In the dream, your scarf was stained with blood. We were playing cat's cradle up on the village cemetery on the hill. The black-robed women sit with them. You were worried and kept looking away towards the village, like you were expecting someone to come after us. You weren't paying any attention to the game. Suddenly, you stared into my eyes and said, Argabon, nothing, not even these stones, can help anymore. One of these days there will be blood, darkness. Blurred grass, a hand grasping stalks, the navigation station, the man's boot. The navigation station whizzing past. The man lies on the ground. The navigation station. The rounded calder stones. The navigation centre fades into mist. All the women play a giant cat's cradle. Lots of folk lose their memories around these ends. There are also some, like you, who find their lost ones. The woman in red smiles. The women sit atop the rocks, linked by the threads. The woven threads appear in close-up. The man stands dwarfed by the stones. A robed woman with heavy makeup winds red threads with her wrists. A skein of thread glides across the ground. The red-headed woman in black slices the threads with a knife. The man reaches for the end of the spool, following it across the grassland, up to a massive stone. Darkness. The woman in red, wearing her scarf and shawl, gazes out with cat-like eyes, silver jewellery gleaming at her throat and wrist. She backs away a step at a time, towards a dry stone wall. A woman in black holds a staff in her hands as she stands still, staring out, a headband around her head with a silver motif. Another woman in black with a headband and a tattooed star on her cheek stands perfectly still. The woman with the red hair stands motionless too, a tattoo on her cheek. The woman in the red dress walks behind them, through the long grass, right to left. She treads with slow, measured pace, her eyes fixed on something or someone ahead of her. She keeps walking. She passes the women again, now in different configurations, the woman with the staff sitting on the stone wall. The woman in red kneels. You were born in a military hospital full of wounded soldiers. Born on the blankets that travelled all the way to the front line. The women are seen from a distance on the hillside. born into the depths of winter, war and death, and the taste of iron that is always in Arfas's air. Flashes of women dancing, a child smiling. Amidst this chaos of celebration and mourning, birth and death, we looked at each other and we grew. We dreamt of leaving, of breaking, of stretching and reaching the oceans. A car travels, a woman stands on a beach. The Moors, the procession of women carrying the black shape. You said, Argaban, don't cry. Remember at nights, we always look at the same moon. A view through a window of a cloudy sky. The women lower the black shape with the spire onto the grass and then continue their procession. The night before your journey, I slept at Bibi Hakime's shrine. That night, the lady herself came to my dream. She told me not to fear. Journey is always good. Journey is freedom, a seagull flies. I watched you going into the spiral in the hills. A train crosses a rugged landscape in sepia tones. The procession continues across the moors. I waited and waited, but you weren't coming out the other end. Your journey took so long, Soye. We called your name from the other end. The end of the night. Our voice smelled of blood, of fire. A full moon, a door closes, a face can scarcely be made out in the darkness. Black silk ripples. The man wearing the green scarf comes to sit opposite one of the black-robed women. She is seated on a button-backed winged armchair, a crystal bowl and a book on a table before her. She pushes the book across the table. Inside is a pressed red flower.